you can't win. You can't win.
I'll take you home and buy you ice cream. I'm a love machine.
We didn't think pressing the record button would be a vital part of the recording process. So what are you guys doing now? Practicing? No, we're recording. Oh, you're recording. Yes. Except for the song. We're not recording the song. See, we're recording now.
Now we are. Thank God, too. Because this is priceless banter here.
They always just call us. They said that our CD got stuck in the machine. It caused a fire and caused the factory to blow up. And we're liable for all the damages and the death of 27 workers. So I've got about $22 to my name. And I figure you've probably got like 30 or 40. So let's just hit the road.
This is Ty talking to you in the future.
The kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of Jesus, show.
This is Ty talking to you in the future.
Hi, Ty.
This is Ty talking to you in the future.
Oh, God. It's all messed up now. How are we supposed to market this? We know what we have here. Play something rigged.
Priceless Banter, the Kingdom of Leisure Show. Now here's Dave.
First voice message.
Hey, this is Dave. I got a wide stance.
Sort all the furniture, and they sat on the rugs. Knowing about their business, and they drank a little tea. But the children all got lumbar pain and lived up in the trees until Lester Scruggs, Lester Scruggs, Lester Scruggs, and Earl Flat. Went to the furniture store and they bought it all back. I got me a Cadillac, a Cadillac. I drive it like Jesse James. Jesse James. I got me a Cadillac. I drive it like Jesse James. Jesse James. 30 miles an hour, babe. I'll keep the top down. I'll keep the top down when it rains. No complaints in the rain with your cane. Went to the pharmacy store, broke in late at night, and they had all the drugs. Lester said everything I do is spirals in irony, but they never did get sick again, and they lived till 93. Lester Scruggs, Lester Scruggs, Lester Scruggs, and Earl Flat. Went to the pharmacy store, pharmacy store, pharmacy store, to hit in the back. I got me an elephant. I found him in the Alps. The Swiss Alps. I got me an elephant. Hey, I found him in the Alps. Somewhere doing crochet, went out somewhere. Well, somewhere collecting scalps with my friend Ralph on a beach. Learn to teach. Ooh. We'll be right back. out there on the second shift between the cream corn. Between the cream corn and the ham. Oh, the ham. She got the ham. Here comes the ham.
Other uses. That's gonna be loud. That's gonna be loud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
Yeah.
I said say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I said say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. I can play anything I want today.
You know that whole piece we just did? I lost that whole thing.
What?
The first 48 minutes we just did? I deleted it.
Good. I'm glad
good.
You lost it.
That's not good.
I don't want anyone to hear that.
We have a contractual.
I sound like an idiot.
Oh, we'll be paving roads. The courts will have us paving roads.
All right, but now we're warmed up. No one has to hear that.
Should we start again?
I think so.
All right. Let me get a jingle.
I'm free until 4 in the morning.
Here we go.
Hey. Hey, it's Dave on Priceless Banter, PBAT After Dark.
Too bummed to do a show.
I know. Here, this is my cheer up. I got a little song.
And he told us of his life in a yellow submarine. In the town where I was born, there lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his
want to start again?
No, not really.
Come on, go, do an any who search or something for Brian.
What? What's an any who?
You know that she has an unlisted phone number.
Who?
She's hard to reach.
Who? I don't care.
Well, call somebody. Call Rich.
No. I'm going to go to bed.
Call Dick Porviato. Call someone on the West Coast.
I try to plan these things. I don't know anybody.
Call Mackenzie.
I only know you.
Call that crazy guy, Crazy Dave Jr., the second Crazy Dave.
I'm sorry I wasted your time.
Well, it's kind of sad.
It's also very sad.
Is it?
I guess that's just the way it is. What can you do?
Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in a hot tureen. Oh, for such dainty soup of the evening. Beautiful soup of the evening. Beautiful soup, beautiful soup, beautiful soup.
Two dumbasses trying to work out their headphones.
One.
Hey, folks, so this is predictably what you came to hear in the show, is a box of wires.
Seven. Alive. 13. 17. 19.
But it's working.
This was the Priceless Banter show after dark. I lost the phone number. It was our only bit, and I lost the number.
3, 5, 7, 11.
Is that if they're not our phone number,
listen,
Good night, everybody.
First voice message.
Hey, it's Rich. I'm calling with Indiana. Let me try that again. Hey, it's Rich. I'm calling in with my Dave's notes on show 11, Cue the Stinger. And out. And a really good show, like the pacing. It's a minor correction. It's Senator Craig's bathroom scandal. It's like soliciting cops in a stall. That's how it goes. Regarding this registered letter from Dr. H., I think we might need to just re-record all our jingles and refer to Dr. H. from now on as Dr. Hakeem, and therefore avert any need for a lawsuit. A great interview with Susan Egan Keane, that Potato Headed Leprechaun was my mentor at ABT and Associates. She took me under her wing. She smothered me in armpit feathers. And my memories of Susan are that she was really bossy, which is why people, why her employers love her, because she gets stuff done. But I would duck when she walked down the hall, so in hope she wouldn't see me. Not knocking that, you know, it's good to be bossy, especially if you have to tell people what to do. But I would hide. But the good side of Susan is she could save my ass from anything. She would bail me out. We'd go to these, we'd go have these client meetings, and I have no idea why I was going or what I was doing there. And, you know, we were working on this miserable database project, and, I didn't know anything about databases, but everyone hated all the other research assistants. Chris Pachorik had a mustache, and Kevin Petrick had black toenails, and, Ben Strauss was Ben Strauss. Ooh, what do you need to say about him? And so I got on, everyone wanted me to work with them just because they didn't hate me like they hated the other ones. And so I worked on this crappy database project. I knew nothing from databases. And we get in there, and these clients would be like, oh, so database, blah, 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 database. Why isn't this done, blah, blah, blah? And I'd be like, I got home at 3 a.m. the night before from the Velvet Lounge, nothing but love. And Susan would just step in and take over and make the clients feel small and ridiculous and make them stop asking questions. She's a monster for that. She's queen. Last note about Susan Egan Keane. She has an excellent, excellent radio voice. She should consider a career. Dare I say, she almost sounds sexy. So I'm going to sample some of her clips and, you know, loop them.
End of message. To erase this message, press 7. To save it, message erased. End of new messages.
Oh, see, now it's ringing English. It's ringing American. American ringing. U.S. American. U.S. American ringing.
Yeah.
Hello, U.S. American. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Is it echoey?
No, just a little muffled.
A little muffled? Can you hear me? Do I need to turn it up? Is that better?
I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Can you pop me up a little?
Can I? Yeah.
Can you pop me up?
I'm iPodding you. Is that better?
Yeah.
How's that? How's this?
Is this the show?
What show?
Can I get more treble on your voice?
More treble?
Mm.
You want some more treble? More treble? It's too trebly. It's too trebly as it is. What's going on?
What? Hello?
I think I lost an eardrum.
Was that
oh,
from me?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I'm coming in that
Christ,
loud. I can
yeah.
barely hear myself.
Am I talking recording?
Shit.
No, Rich, it just hurt my ears.
I'll try to keep it down from
gotta adjust something.
I'll try to keep
We're
it down.
We're rehearsing?
Ow!
And we have problems with levels, as you know. It's a historic...
Ow!
It's an historic thing.
That let's be musicians.
Let's be musicians.
It's kind of fun to be musicians.
Let's have a podcast.
A cushy lifestyle.
A cushy podcast lifestyle. What's going on?
Am I talking to real Ty or a recording Ty?
Is that your real, is that a tan or is that your real skin?
I'm still not sure.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here in my, hey, I realized I had a Colin and Steve production in my possession for like over 10 years now, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh, we forgot to sing the theme song for the show tonight.
All right, let's
ready?
Sing it.
3, 4. Steve and Colin
gonna have a good show.
Steve and Colin, you don't need a hoe.
That song is really more infectious than I thought, because I was singing it to myself last night. I couldn't get it out of my head.
It has a hook.
It does. But you know that video I said I had of Brianne?
Brianne Beal, Santa Cruz, California.
It's a Steve and Colin production, and it's just what you would... I mean, I love this song. It's really good, but the video is all these cheesy video effects.
Like Colin fancied himself a filmmaker.
Well, it's just like he said, "Would I just like to add filters." So it's just like a bunch of filters.
Yeah, it's a bunch of effects. It's a bunch of the canned effects.
Exactly. Like, I'm so creative. I mean, I wonder how I come up with what filter to put on these pictures.
I wonder how I pick my filters. It's kind of like picking your nose, isn't it?
And then, like, I put 3 or 4 filters on, and then I don't even know when I'm done until I can't really see the picture anymore. Then I guess I'm done. Like, 3 or 4 filters, I guess, would be my answer.
Yeah, I usually have a, 3-filter max.
Well, it depends. You can be subtle. And another thing I like to do is use, 8 or 9 different font styles.
Well, you know what I'm really into? Mezzotint.
What?
Mezzotint.
Mezzotint.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite filters. Mezzotint is good. But, I mean, people don't think to use it, so when I'm using it, I'm kind of really creative, because it's not
there.
One of the ones that people use a lot.
I'm being out there. You know, speaking for myself, I probably make the same or less than most of the women I go out with, so sharing the bill seems the best way to go for all. And if someone is really lacking for cash, I always suggest an alternative to a pay date, like, a walk in the park or something like that. The important thing should always be spending the time together and figuring if there's chemistry.
Well, is there anything about maybe doing karaoke or...
Karaoke, huh? You like the karaoke?
I don't know what you're trying to say, but yeah, karaoke. Give me a karaoke story.
Karaoke. What do I know from karaoke? What is karaoke?
Spraying yourself down that time with a water bottle.
Oh, you heard about that? Heard about my wild water bottle days?
Yeah.
You know, I wish I had some blue dice valve stem caps.
Well, put it on a wish list.
What's that?
People, strangers wandering around the internet, find what you want, and they just send things to you.
That's cool. So people just sitting around, they're going to find my wish list and send things to me.
Well, they'll look at your page, they'll see, your profile, decide if they like you, decide if they really want to send something to you.
Wow. Hey, suddenly I remember that karaoke story.
I would like to hear it.
Oh, yeah, I remember it now. Suddenly I remember it. I know what you're talking about now. That place, there's this place in San Francisco I go to. The songbook is huge, and you can check it out online too. So you can practice your tunes at home before you go. So
right.
I celebrated my birthday there, and I brought down the house with an overwrought rendition of November Rain, which culminated in me soaking myself with a plant sprayer and ripping my shirt off. No show tunes for me.
Wow. Sounds like a rock and night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, it's the 12th show, and I can't believe it's been a year already.
Yeah, yeah. Once a month, every month, it's been a whole year. This is our year-end wrap-up show, coming off of the Big Dave Wave birthday show.
Show number 12.
Yeah, show number 12. That's a dozen. If I were some sort of freak mutant, I could hold up two hands and show you a dozen.
time.
You know, if you've have you ever been to Santa Cruz?
I have been there.
Well, if you've never been to Santa Cruz, now you have a reason.
And what would that be?
Well, everyone that knows me knows that I love hot dogs.
Well, I know that.
But in the summer of 91, I made a discovery that would forever change my life.
What was it?
Well, I was goofing around with my super cool friend, Gianna Gomez. You know Gianna. You remember her? Yeah. We decided to, quote, fuel up on some wondrous tube steak, end quote. So we hit the Wiener drive-thru.
Well, Go on.
Gianna ordered a chili dog. Props to John Cougar. but for some weird reason, I wasn't in the mood to dog it. So you know what I got?
What'd you get?
I got the deluxe hamburger.
A hamburger.
I know what you're thinking. What?
Mm-hmm.
A deluxe hamburger? Not Ty. He's a tube steak guy. So, you know, I got a burger at Der Wiener Schnitzel at the Wiener drive-thru.
Harrison. What was it? What about
that
girl?
I know. But you're right. Let me tell you. That was the best fast food burger I've ever had. Better than the Whopper.
Wow.
Better than the $20 Paris Hilton burger at Carl's Jr. Better than the $100 Paris Hilton burger at Carl's Sr. Maybe I was just really hungry, and maybe I was in the mood at that moment, or the fact that I was with Gianna. Did I mention she was super cool?
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever told you that? She's super cool. She's a super cool friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was the fact that we were enjoying our meal in the late afternoon, the waning sun on this little dock in a lagoon surrounded by pussy willows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a line break, sorry. Surrounded by pussy willows. And let me tell you the truth. The truth is I've never had a deluxe burger at Wiener Schnitzel since that day. And I've never seen Gianna since that summer. They're both just warm memories now.
Wow.
They're just warm memories now. So what's going on with you?
I've been working on this song.
Oh yeah?
For the Mock Turtle song.
They ever tell you?
Did
I ever tell you I've eaten dog poop?
Ew.
Yeah. It says so right here. That Wiener Schnitzel burger was one of the worst culinary experiences I've ever had, and I've eaten dog poop.
So
this place is now closed. So apparently my opinion was shared by others. I'm pulling for the
donut shop.
Right,
everyone else is eating the dog poop. You have a lot to say lately.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot in my mind.
You have an opinion on almost everything.
Do you remember Stephanie Fishkin from Santa Cruz? Stephanie Negri. Stephanie Fishkin.
Who's that? Stephanie's friend.
No, Stephanie Fishkin. No. She's now Stephanie Fishkin Dark, or Stephanie Dark. She just sent me. I just received via the electronic mail yesterday. And I haven't replied to it yet because I'm going to consult you on this. I got a LinkedIn invitation. Stephanie Dark, a classmate at University of California, Santa Cruz, requested to add you as a connection on LinkedIn.
Does that cost you anything?
I have no idea. Did you know that Harvard Business School graduates have 58 LinkedIn connections each on average? And I've eaten dog poop.
Oh, that's gross.
Mesotent.
Do you have any stories about your ex-roommate?
I have one story, but it's just too mortifying. Not for him. I don't really care about him, but it's too mortifying for me to even say. Has this ever happened to you? You bring a woman home. You're young. You're hot. You're horny. You bring a woman home. And you're doing it with her. You know, you're doing it. You're doing it with her.
Right.
And she says, "Nah, that's all right. I don't want to do this."
Ooh. Did that happen?
Yeah, that happened to my old roomie. And he's eating dog poop. See, that's mortifying. Well, that's mortifying for me.
Get your mind around.
So what's going on with you? You're talking poetry. On Priceless Banter, the Kingdom of Leisure show starring...
Well, I found this...
Are we the mean
I'll
show?
Get to the...
Are we the dicks? Are we the mean show? Or is it me?
We don't want to be mean. We just... That's just a little thing we're trying out. We're going to try different formats. You know, like that when the people on the show get angry at each other and they want to quit and stuff, we'll try that. I'll pretend like I'm really pissed off at you.
You know who's really pissed off?
Who?
Corey's pissed off.
I know, I was just about to say, I was looking on the internet and I found this clip, and I wanted to play it for Corey.
You have a clip to play for Corey?
Yep, I found this, and I think Corey would be interested in it.
Upon walking into Union Station one day, I made eye contact with a well-dressed older gentleman.
Oh, I've heard this.
Whom I recognized as Corey from Priceless Banter. After having made eye contact, for 30 seconds or so, we began walking towards one of the restrooms in Union Station. I followed him. In there, we went to the urinals where we both unzipped, and I noticed that Corey had a 3-inch penis. I said, why are you such a lame intern? And he just stammered and wet himself.
Oh. What do you think of that?
Wow. You know, that sounds a lot like that thing that that emperor guy, is it Senate?
Senator?
Yeah, here, let me look. Yeah. That sounds
well,
a lot
similar
like...
cases.
Hold on.
Senator Pratt.
Yeah, I think that's the same guy. Is that the same guy?
Upon walking into Union Station one day, I made eye contact with a well-dressed older gentleman whom I recognized as Corey from Priceless Banter.
Oh, my God. Wow. Like I said, my phone was ringing. I think I got... Oh, there's a message. Here, let me... Oh, it's from Corey. You think he's listening?
Probably.
Hold on.
He's probably pretty pissed right now.
Hold on.
Hey, Ty, this is Corey. It's like Large Dave and talking smack. I think Dave Gray's in their town, bitch.
He called you Large Dave.
What?
Is that like a play on Big Wave Dave?
Hey, Ty, this is Corey. It's like Large Dave and talking smack.
Large Dave's been talking smack.
Is he reading something?
Hey, Ty, this is Corey. It's like Large Dave and talking smack. I think Dave Graves in No Talent Bitch. How does he get all airtime?
Said Dave Graves a No Talent Bitch. Wow.
Who is he blackmailing anyway? He really is the world's worst producer. Record this for me. Dave Wave is podcast to not off to.
Podcast to not off to? That's brutal.
Wow, he really sounds angry.
What the hell is that? Hey, Ty, this is Corey. It's like Large Dave and talking smack. Hey, Ty, this is Corey. It's like Large Dave and talking smack.
He really sounds pissed off, doesn't he? I like he's about to lose his mind. Hey, Ty, it's Corey.
I
want to talk about that Large Dave talking smack.
Corey. It's like Large Dave and talking smack. I think Dave Graves a no-talent bitch.
Dave Graves a no-talent bitch.
How does he get all airtime?
I think he's jealous of your airtime, Dave. And for everyone who's new to the show... Corey is my technical assistant who leaves at 4:00, so he's not here right now, so I guess he's listening. What do you think about that? No right. Talent bitch. Wow.
Yeah, I think that really gets me angry. Very angry.
Are you angry?
Let's see what I got. I'm going to open up my notebook here that Colin uses. I want to see what I've got listed.
Do you think
about.
He's really eating dog poop?
Oh, here we go.
Are you doing a bit?
Yeah. This bit is called The One Guy Who's Listening.
Hold on a second. Let me get you some One Guy Is Listening music here. Ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One guy listens to Priceless Banter. The FBI agent assigned to monitor the program because of key words spoken in one of the first few shows. This man begins to look at the show and needs to come up with excuses why he can keep watching it. We're listening to it, so we have to keep saying keywords.
Well, he's probably
so that he
he's
has justification
now.
Yeah, exactly, and watching.
I thought that was the cable guy in my house. Oh, I'm here to fix your cable.
There's a large, like a large 35 millimeter camera hanging from my ceiling.
It periodically snaps a photograph, and I notice it's a film camera.
So we have to say some keywords like Osama. Muslim, jihad, airplane. All right, so now that gives this FBI guy justification to keep listening to the show because he really likes to listen. But now he's thinking maybe the show is really a cover for someone who's pretending to be just dumbasses with headphones and wires and using it.
Walking into Union Station one day, I made eye contact with a well-dressed
Osama.
Older gentleman whom I recognized
this is our masking
Corey
technique.
From Priceless Banter. We Osama. Have made eye contact.
No, I was saying your mama.
Here's a song.
Beautiful soup, so rich and green, waiting in a hot tureen. Who for such dainties would not stoop? Soup of the evening, beautiful soup. Soup of the evening, beautiful soup. Beautiful soup. Beautiful soup. Soup of the evening. Beautiful, beautiful soup.
I was in the airport.
All right.
I was in the airport the other day.
Mm.
And, you know, what flying does to my stomach? I had to have to go to the bathroom. I had to poo-poo. So I'm sitting in there, and, you know, I noticed it was a lot easier for me to, open my legs real wide, kind of a wide stance.
Right, I understand.
And, you know, I've played the drums for a long time, so I started tapping my foot, playing along to, Rush. You know, I was, playing the bass drum parts to, Rush.
Sometimes in-bathroom music can be quite infectious.
Yeah, that watered-down elevator Rush. And the guy next to me must have known the same parts of the song because he was tapping right along with me. And I guess he was playing the stick parts too because I kept seeing his hand swiping down by the bottom.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
You two had kind of a little moment.
It was a moment. And then I got arrested. I don't know why. I was just playing the bass drum parts to Rush.
Something about this bothers me. I mean, you said, I don't care if he's gay or not, I just care if he lied. Well, of course he lied. This guy just did what anyone would do, because what is really disgusting is not what he did, but is that that there are undercover cops in bathrooms looking for people to arrest. That's what's really disgusting.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so what if he has sex with anonymous people in a bathroom? You say, oh, that's disgusting. Well, how dare you judge? Right?
He was voted in by the people.
Serious.
He was voted in by the people of Idaho to have anonymous.
Well, that's another
homosexual
that's
sex in bathroom.
We think that if someone's in politics, that they don't have the same desires as everyone else. Why should we hold someone who's in politics above being human? So what? You should say, okay,
so
Senator Craig likes to have sex in the bathroom, and you'd be like, oh well, my brother likes that too, and then you kind of move on to something else, and it's not a big deal.
My
it's
friend
just like,
Gary.
Oh,
just
that's
says,
what Senator Craig does.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
Well, what
not,
is
not that there's anything wrong
operations.
With that.
Right.
I think we should disband the police. Do you think Dick Cheney would disband the police if we made him emperor?
I think everyone would become part of the police.
We are all the police.
Are we gonna call him?
Who?
Beale?
Beale? You know, am I remembering this right? Did she have a hibachi in her house?
Her roommate brought the hibachi into the living room.
Yeah, in the living room.
That's really smart.
That's weird. You can't do that. That's dangerous. I don't have her number.
Yeah, I'll
I lost her number. Do you have her number?
No, it's on your email.
Which email?
The one from Brianne.
It's kind of hard to dial her in if I don't have her number.
Here's a little music by Brianne. That's Brianne.
That sounded pretty good. Yeah,
it sounds good
remember.
Coming through this one little speaker into the cell phone.
Are those speakers on your shoes? Are they shoe speakers?
Hey, Ty, I think we should start the show over.
Okay, ready? 3, 2,
yeah,
1.
Yeah, okay. Hey, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave, how are you? This is Ty.
How you doing?
What's going on, my brother?
Just hanging out with the kitties.
Hey, you know, I've eaten dog poop.
Can we start over again? I don't like that one.
Let me get some music. We'll start it with music. That way we can,
just erase everything that before that.
We can catch our breath. Do you want rock music or country music? What kind of show is this tonight, since we're doing different
Let's
stuff
do
every
rock,
time?
Rock music.
Rock music? Okay, ready?
On a rockin' show.
Right, okay. Corey can edit this. I'll just leave it for him.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey,
it's Priceless Banter
After Dark.
The Kingdom of Leisure show starring Ty Hardaway, Rich Walkling, and Big Dave Wave, the world's worst podcast producer.
Hey, Ty. How you doing?
All right. How you doing? Where are you? You down there in Florida?
I'm rocking it down in Miami.
Oh, I'm here in Middle Space in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Are you keeping it rocking hot?
I'm keeping it real.
Did you know
I've eaten dog poop?
Well, yes. Where I went to that waffle place.
Did I mess up?
Yeah.
Did I mess that up? Was it the laughing?
Well, I think we should try it one more time. Yeah. Maybe we should use country.
You think that'll like calm us down a little bit?
I think so.
12 seconds?
All right.
20 seconds. 12 seconds or 20 seconds? Is it 20. The dog poop thing? I shouldn't do that? You're listening to Priceless Banter, the Kingdom of Leisure show, Priceless Banter After Dark, starring Ty Hardaway. I'm Ty.
I'm Dave, the world's worst podcast producer. Hey.
Hey, where's Rich?
Where's Rich?
Hey, do you think Rich has ever eaten dog poop?
Have
you ever eaten dog poop?
I read a statistic that said each American every year eats about 12 pounds of dog poop. They don't even know it. It's just in their food.
It's all that stuff from China.
Right.
Oh, did you want me not to do the dog poop thing?
We could take that out.
We can edit that out.
All right, call Brianne.
I don't have her number.
This is getting worse than fresh air.
I don't have her number.
It's on your emails.
I don't have that email. I deleted that email. I don't have her number. I don't know anybody. I can't call her. I don't have her number. I'll send her an email.
Send her an email.
Say, what's your number? I've got your P&L statement.
So this video.
How bad is this video?
Well, it's like a mix of old-looking film of Brianne just kind of crawling around the street, and really video-looking band footage.
You know
like
what's weird?
Pink filter.
You know, like four pink filters.
I like the song a lot.
Hey, I have a question for you.
The video.
When was the last time you saw Brianne? Was it at her wedding?
I think it was at her wedding, 2001.
Okay, so that was 6 years ago. See, I can only envision her in my mind, in my brain, from about 20 years ago. So I don't know what she looks like. She looks the same?
She looks the same. I think we're boring that FBI guy, though.
That's okay, because once he falls asleep, all hell can break out.
Right.
I'll wake him up. Ready? Heck, he'll think he's gone to heaven now.
Is this the show?
Yeah.
The show?
You know how you know this is the show? Because I'm going to say I've eaten dog poop.
So we have a topic. I mean, people are probably going to be tuning out and tuning into another podcast. Then what about our sponsors?
We don't have any sponsors. Didn't you get one of those letters? I got one.
Yeah, I got a registered letter.
Uncle Kareem says we can't do that anymore.
Right, Kareem.
All right, let me open my notebook, see what I have in here. Something about Penny Lover. Call Dave Wave a Penny Lover. Comment on his comment about self-referential in an enigmatic way. Have we burned through Blue York yet? Are we done with Blue York? Do you watch Blue York?
No. I don't get 40, was it Cable Access 46?
Cable Access 47. No, Cable Access 47.
No, I don't get that.
Why don't
I get 46?
Why don't you get it?
Oh, Jesus!
I was trying to.
What are you trying to do?
I was trying to play Blue York. Well, if you missed it, this one is why they call it Blue York.
Today, I'm gonna teach you how to lure sex.
First of all, two things to that. Talking about how they did not even consider you human.
How you can suck my nipple?
I made two calls today. Mm-hmm. I called the Mormon Church headquarters in Utah. Mm-hmm. I called Mitt Romney. I've not heard from Mitt Romney. I heard from Mitt two Romney. Of the elders, yes. of the central figures of the church.
Yes, he did.
Who said to me, you know what, Reverend, we don't know one way or another, but we've been misquoted. We'd like to sit down and talk. I'm going to Utah and meet with them. I want to know all of this you're talking about. You know why I want to know? Because little people in all religious persuasions need to not have this type of thing for anyone's presidential campaign or someone's debate.
Oh, you can ignore
that's a joke.
That's why it was called Blue York, because she, Yoko, really throws out the curse words.
Yoko's got a filthy mouth.
That bitch has a filthy yap.
So, what kind of show is this going to be?
I like how he calls him Milt Romney. The good reverend calls Mitt Romney Milt Romney. Milton Berle's like stepchild.
Silver retarded.
What are you saying there? Silver retarded? I'll just edit out that Uncle Kareem thing. No, I'll just tighten up the spaces. You know, I'll edit the spaces so it'll sound.
We need a lot of tightening. I think we've got like 30 seconds of useful stuff right here. No, it's a lot of dead air.
What?
Huh? I was dozing off.
I was distracted. A piece of tinfoil blew by.
I was distracted.
Oh. I was retracted.
This is awful. We gotta start the show over here. Try it one fourth time.
Yeah, we can edit. I have editing software. But I think we need something a little more urban than country music. I'm not really feeling the country. Let's start over with something. Let's start over with something urban. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Tyrone in the house. And Big Dave Wave. Priceless Banter After Dark. What's happening, Dave?
Word.
I've eaten poop.
This is the worst.
I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
All right, get a...
Hey, I'm sorry I lost Brianne's number.
Oh, it's on your email.
I don't have the email. Did you send me that email?
No, she did.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm so bad with this. Do you know I almost lost show number 7? I almost erased it. I almost deleted show 7. I'm so sorry.
All right, do you have any million-dollar ideas?
I had one earlier when I was eating dinner. Yeah, no, I had one earlier when I was eating breakfast. Here's my million-dollar idea. Richest million-dollar idea of the day. I'm rich and I have a million-dollar idea. Yeah. I'm rich walking and I got a million-dollar idea. Okay, you know when you go to like to the diner or the pancake restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And you get like pancakes or a waffle or something that requires syrup?
Right.
And if you're like me, a little OCD, it's really gross to reach over and grab the syrup dispenser thing that's on the table because it's all sticky and covered with germs and fecal material from like little kids and stuff.
Yeah.
They should have like a big tank of syrup on like the roof or something and just have these hoses and spigots that hang down from the ceiling that you can just kind of like, I don't know, milk like an udder, like syrup udders.
You just kind of pull it down like a gas station hose.
Yeah.
Like, there's like 5 or 6 hanging above the table.
Like a Jiffy Lube when, you know, you want to have like 10W-40, they just pull down the 10W-40 udder and fill up your car. What do you
think?
That's
a great idea.
Is it?
I think it is.
Let me play the Rich's Million Dollar Idea theme again then.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Rich Walking and this is my million-dollar idea. Damn. All right.
I've got one that I'm actually working on. It should be done in about a month or so.
Oh, yeah? Do you need me to play the theme?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Rich Walkley, and this is my million-dollar idea. Damn.
Well, it's this device that
Dave?
You plug into your computer,
Dave?
And it monitors.
Dave.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a gap there after the theme and when you start it, and it's really hard to...
Oh, I thought it was longer.
It's 8 seconds. It's in your notes. It's in your show notes.
I thought it was longer.
Corey sent this to you. He emailed them to you.
Just cut that space out.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to do it again because those little spaces are harder to edit out than the big spaces.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Rich Motherfucking Walkling, and this is my million-dollar idea. Damn.
Hey, this is Rich Walkling, and my million-dollar idea is a device that changes the angles on your DVD player just by thinking about it. And I'm making it. I've got this device that picks up what you're thinking about, whether you can move a mouse left or right, up or down, and I'm making it so it can actually change to 1, 2, or 3, 4 track on the DVD player so you can change angles while you're watching something just by imagining what track you want to see. And it's actually working. That's it. There's no more. That was it. That was the idea. That was the whole idea. There's no more to the idea. It's over.
Yeah, I'm Rick Walkling, and that was my million-dollar idea, the whole thing and nothing more. Damn.
Shit.
A DVD think angle changer? What's it called?
Yeah.
What's it called? DVD thing.
Well, I'm making it out of a bunch of different things, but you put, you like wrap a, like a kind of like a headband around your head, and it picks up brain waves, different like frequencies,
that's
like
ridiculous.
The alpha and the whatever.
Now, what are these angles you're talking about?
Well, you can have multiple angles on a DVD, like with the angle button on your remote, and you can change.
I've never changed an angle on my DVD.
Well, probably most of the things you've put in there weren't multiple angles.
Sometimes
it's done with pornography, and it's just like the two cameras, you get like the front view and the side view or something, and you can just switch back and forth between them, but just by thinking about it.
The male POV and the female POV.
Exactly.
The cameraman's POV, the director's mm-hmm. POV, the fluffer POV.
Dave,
have you ever been a fluffer?
A what?
A fluffer.
What's a fluffer?
You don't know what a fluffer
is? Oh, been a fluffer. No, I don't think they use fluffers where I work.
What do they use? I've seen some of the actresses where you work. I would need a fluffer.
Yeah.
I guess fluffers kind of went out with Viagra, huh?
It's self-fluffing.
Self-fluffing? Yeah. Let me read you what Wikipedia, that's Rich Walkling's Wikipedia. Richipedia says about fluffing.
Okay.
Do I need to play the music, or are we okay without the music? I'll just edit the music in. A fluffer is a hired member of the crew of a pornographic movie whose role on the set is to sexually arouse the male participants prior to the filming of scenes requiring erections. Many adult film stars today maintain that fluffers are a thing of the past. Hey, that's what you said. Are you an adult film star today? Needed in the 70s and 80s when the crew, shooting on celluloid, needed much more time to prepare a shot. Erectile dysfunction drugs such as Viagra have also taken part in replacing fluffers. Hey, that's what I said.
And PT-141.
PT-141?
PT-141.
Wasn't that John F. Kennedy's boat?
No. No, Google it. PT-141.
Dash 141. P what?
PT, like the P and then the T.
What's
dash 141. HTTP.
Bremelanotide.
Yeah.
A new medication for use in treating sexual dysfunctions in men, as well as sexual dysfunctions in women. Sectional dysfunctions in women. It's a synthetic aphrodisiac. Where can I get to that?
It makes you horny.
It makes you so horny? Make you horny like Yoko Ono.
Beautiful soup.
Yeah, I'm Rich Walkling, and I have Richopedia, where you can see PT-141. Damn.
Shit.
Yoko Ono is a horny woman.
She teach you about the sex.
She teach you about something. I couldn't tell what she was saying. I teach you about this.
I had to pitch her voice down because her voice was like, I teach you about sex.
How to lear sex.
What does that say? How to lear sex?
Today,
lear
I'm
sex.
Teach you how to lear sex.
How to what?
Today,
learn sex.
I'm teach you.
Have to learn sex.
She got a laugh though. It sweeps. I'm thinking Blue York's gonna do really well this month because it sweeps. It's fall sweeps. I'm pumped for sweeps.
What's gonna do well?
Blue York, Cable Access 47. Reverend Al Sharpton.
I don't get that channel, Ty.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
Right.
I want to know all of this.
Doing community service.
You know why I want to know? Because little people in all religious persuasions need to not have this type of things for anyone's presidential campaign or someone's debate.
You know, we're pumping the hell out of Blue York and you don't even get it.
Maybe you can send me a VHS of it or something.
What's that?
VH1?
Vindication is not the word that I think of it. It's just kind of very nice. I think it's fun and it's very sweet, and I really feel like I want to enjoy it. I feel race was a factor.
Why? That's the Reverend Al Sharpling. How's my treble? Is my treble good?
I could use a little more treble here.
Did you know that the Phase 3 clinical trials was scheduled to begin in the first half of 2007 on PT-141, but delayed in August 2007? Palatin announced that the FDA had expressed serious concerns regarding the benefits and risk ratio of bremelanotide with regards to the side effects of increased blood pressure.
Right. It makes you horny.
So you can kind of come and go at the same time.
Right. And also it makes you horny.
It makes you so horny. I'm going to teach you to learn about sex.
This show is awful. Let's start over.
You want us, do we need to start over again?
Yeah. This is worse than Coleman and Steve's show.
You're going through the mixing board.
It actually is.
Yeah, two dumbasses trying to work out their headphones.
Oh, did Rich?
Yeah, two dumbasses trying to work out their headphones.
Oh, hey, Rich, are you there?
So Rich,
hey,
joined
two dumbasses trying to work out their headphones.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Rich has joined us.
Oh, cool. We're going to have to start
I need some backstory on Big Dave Wave.
Okay, hey, Rich. Hey, no, we were just getting ready. We're going to start the show over, so I'm going to do the intro, and then we'll just kick it in. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
This kind of show, is
Priceless Banter. Hey, this is Ty Hardaway of Priceless Banter, the Kingdom of Lesion show. Let's do that again. Hold on. 3, 2.
Once you put the bad music in,
3, 2, 1. Hey, Ty Hardaway here with the Kingdom of Leisure show, Priceless Banter After Dark. I'm here with Big Dave Wave and Rich Walkling. What's going on, Rich?
Well, once you put the bad music in, no one will notice. Well, once you put the bad music in, no one will notice. Well, once you put the bad music in.
Sure, we should practice that.
Big Dave Wave.
He's a very, very large penis.
Brianne said I talk about your penis too much.
Right.
That was in the email that I lost.
If you can find that, we can call her.
I lost it. I deleted it.
I'm bad. All right, let's take a music break.
I'm bad, Iruta.
Yeah, once that wire get up to about your cat, your testicles. This is just for the purists, that dumb fucker. The topic of the night, I had a topic. Welcome back to the most self-referential show in the history of show. What the geniuses, this is the show. What the geniuses, this is the show. What the geniuses. Welcome back to the most self-referential show in the history of show.
I'm telling you.
I am a love machine.
There's no genius here.
So what's the
most ridiculous thing about me that you know?
You're drinking Starbucks.
Starbucks is doing something about the environment. What's the most ridiculous thing about me that you know?
Hey, Dave, what's the most... Now it's time for let's talk about the most ridiculous thing you know about Ty. Dave, what's the most ridiculous thing you know about me?
One time you got so relaxed.
Yeah, how relaxed did I get?
There was a motorcycle. Let me think.
There was a motorcycle involved. I don't remember that.
The most ridiculous thing?
What's the most ridiculous thing that you know about me?
This question. Asking people this question is pretty ridiculous.
Why?
Because then it makes people have to think what's ridiculous, and just the fact that you're asking that question is ridiculous. So it's.
But what is ridiculous?
Self-explanatory.
Rich, what do you think?
Everything is a.
Yeah, I need some backstory on Big Dave Wave. Yeah, I need some. You like smartphone. Hi, welcome back. Hi, this is Rich Walkman. Great, that's Dave. Thanks for tuning in to the GarageBand Tech Support Podcast.
Dave,
this isn't really working. I don't think anyone's going to believe that's Rich.
You want to start the show over?
I think we should. What are we going to do about Rich not being here again?
All right, it's after 9. Call Brianne.
I don't have her number.
Last time we tried to get him to do something, all his equipment had blown up already.
Hey, Rich. I remember meeting you now, Rich.
No one's going to believe it.
He kind of looks like Owen Wilson.
Bonjour, Velvet. Bonjour, Velvet. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Who are we? We are...
Bonjour, Velvet.
Oh, hey, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Bonjour, Velvet.
Bonjour, Velvet.
Hey, how's it going?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
We are Priceless Banter.
We are, who are we?
Priceless
we
Banter. I don't think people are going to believe us.
Rich?
I am a little machine. I'll take your hold if I always do.
What if people ask what happened to Rich? Wasn't this his idea?
I think it was his idea.
Why are we stuck with this?
Contractual obligations.
With Uncle Kareem?
Yeah, we just have to fill up an hour. It just doesn't matter what it's filled with. It's kind of like when artists make like a real crappy record just to get out of a record deal.
You know, ever since Halliburton took over the Uncle Kareem factory, we're like stuck doing all this crap.
Well, the money's there, so just have to do it.
How come I'm not seeing any of it?
Do you get your monthly check?
No, I just got like a subpoena.
That's Dr. Kareem for you.
No, that's Uncle Kareem. We are no longer allowed to say anything other than a cleverly disguised pseudonym.
I think he's playing us both from the middle, if that makes any sense.
That's like Rich saying that he wants backstory on Big Dave Wave. I really wish I didn't lose Brianne's number. This would have been an exciting episode.
Well, I didn't think that mail was deleted from Gmail accounts.
I'm not good about that. Ever since the NSA put that 35mm film camera in my house to take random pictures, I started deleting my mail.
It turned out that the NSA was making like a koi on a scotsie of my home. It was like real long, slow motion shots of me walking to the bathroom or cooking some chicken.
That reminds me of the time you burned yourself ironing.
Yep, you should never iron naked.
Never iron naked. I tell
you. It was a little
perfect
triangle. Perfect little, the very tip of the iron. And then run to the bathroom and, of course, come back out and the shirt's burning because the iron's down on it.
Yeah, Dave Wave is talking about his penis. I'm Rick Wakeley. Damn.
Shit.
I'm really sorry I lost that email. I'm not good with that. I lost a show once. Or is that being too self-referential?
Yeah.
Are you beatboxing?
Yep, I programmed that myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I've got like a Maidai, you know? Those Maidais?
What's a Maidai? Is that like PT-141?
No, MIDI is like where I can play an instrument through the computer.
Maybe I should talk a little bit more about myself to fill up some time.
Ahead.
You know, in college I studied filmmaking, and I utilized a similar process and aesthetic in my photography.
Right, a lot of filters.
I like the idea of allowing the viewer to fully study and appreciate a single frame as opposed to the constantly changing images of a film.
Hold on a second. Let me think about that for a moment. The single frame. Not just all the frames together, but one frame.
As in film, my approach to... I'll edit that.
Uh-huh.
As in film, my approach to photography is many-layered. When shooting, my focus is on form and shit. Jesus, never mind. This show sucks.
Take it from the top.
This is embarrassing.
Very top.
This is embarrassing.
This is the show that will never see the light of day.
We'll just call it a practice show. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to Priceless Banter, the Kingdom of Leisure show, and this is Priceless Banter After Dark. I'm Ty Hardaway.
I'm Ty Hardaway.
No, you're Big Dave Wave.
I'm Big Dave Wave.
Take two. Corey?
I'm Big Dave Wave.
My biggest challenge is knowing when a photograph is, quote, done, end quote.
Yeah. Four or five filters.
For some images, I might add several filters and color alterations, and for others, only minor changes.
Some are just perfect, straight out of the box.
Yeah, I like to shoot a lot of pictures of clocks. Why am
I so clocks can be interesting.
Why am I so hateful? Why don't we just, let's cut the crap here. Let's talk honestly and openly here, Dave.
All right.
Why am I such a hater?
It makes you feel better about yourself.
Put me on the couch right now. Why am I a hater?
Well, the thing is, when you have such high standards and you have such a level of competency and you see other people and they don't kind of meet your standards or your expectations of competency, that just makes you angry.
Yeah, that sentence has kind of made me angry. I didn't understand what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm reading this. This is out of a self-help book I have. You want me to start from the top?
Oh, you're big on the self-help too? I'm huge on the self-help.
Mm-hmm. I've got all Dr. Phil's books.
Who's that?
He's that guy from...
is he that Korean guy we went to college with, Dr. Fell?
Here we go. Let me read you a little bit out of...
Let me read you.
Let me read to you. Rule 3, the rule lives or
what?
Dies.
Oh, what, I can't read? I can't read now?
I don't know if you can
saying?
Read, but you're really articulate. I can tell you that much. Enforcing the no-asshole rule isn't just management's job. Keep in mind that the aspiring author at Little Joe's wasn't a manager. He wasn't even an employee. He was just a customer waiting in line. The lesson is that the no-asshole rule works best when everyone involved in the organization...
I'm sorry, was I being an asshole?
Why do you keep interrupting me? It's really pissing me off.
Because I have all the power.
Show sucks.
Should we try it one last time?
All right.
Okay, this is going to be a winner. I'm all warmed up now. I'm feeling loose.
How long has this been going on now? Is Brianna on the line yet?
I don't have her number.
She's sitting there waiting by the phone.
Well, let's see if the Google knows her number. What is her name?
Brianna Deal.
Okay. We can call Colin.
Yeah, we should call. His phone number's all over the internet.
Is this her articulate, resonant, ironic, soapy gal Friday? Soapy? What is that?
Do you think
mean?
He'll know that it's just a playfully? Well, no, it's not gonna.
How come you don't have her number? How come you don't have that email? Oh, she has a
email.
A MySpace page. What's MySpace? Oh, here it is. Here's her number.
This show is horrible.
We're getting ready to do the show. As soon as we get Brianne, everything will be okay.
Spider?
No, that's somebody's weak MySpace page. Is that her?
I hear that's where the...
That's where the kids are.
Hmm?
That's where the kids are.
Spider?
This is terrible. This is embarrassing.
Tech support. This is very embarrassing.
Tech support went home at 4 o'clock.
What are we going to do?
Okay.
Can this be like a prequel to show number one?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because this doesn't really cut it as a show.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Do you have any other bits? I'm out of bits.
I'm out of bits. I really didn't have much.
Brianne was my bit.
Yeah, I don't...
I lost
my... We need an intern to talk to or something. We need to do interviews.
You're the producer.
All right. Let me see if I can... There's no one around to talk to. Can you delete the show and not recover it?
Sure. I'll put it with Brianne's phone number.
All right.
I'm kind of bum now.
So am I.
I went from being an asshole to being a bum. I'm a bum now.
This ruins what could have been a perfect day.
I'm sad.
Seriously.
I'm sad.
I'm a little frustrated.
I'm frustrated too.
You didn't even get a call from Dr. Harim.
You can't say Dr. Harim, dude.
Nothing is working out.
Uncle Kareem.
Uncle Daddy Kareem.
Who's your daddy?
Uncle Daddy.
Who's your daddy?
This is getting a little awkward.